child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and to all who heard it. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Story of a terrorizing totalitarian forced to leave their hometown with only what they could carry and flee to an unfamiliar place where there's no room for them, where they're unwanted and unwelcome, just bodies in a government count of those people. If they were really lucky, they would survive the dangerous journey and find their way across man-made borders and not end up separated or in detention centers waiting to be sent back into violence and poverty. They might even end up with a throng of other asylum seekers pressed onto a bus to be hauled hundreds of miles to be let out in Portland, Maine in the middle of winter. Likely wearing light clothing and flip-flops, they would make their way to the Chestnut Street shelter. Maybe they're some of the few for whom there is room. If not, they would go into an overflow shelter. Mary might deliver the baby on a mat on the floor of the Salvation Army's overflow or in the offices of general assistance. They would wrap this baby boy in whatever they could find, and other refugees, asylum seekers, and homeless people would be those to whom the angels would appear. They would be the first to hear the good news. Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day a Savior in Portland, the Messiah, the Lord. It's not politicizing the gospel to imagine the arrival of Jesus in this way. The good news of the incarnation is that it's real. God breaks into a political and violent world, the real world. And that's to be expected because that's how God works. Over and over, God acts in the margins to the most unlikely people in shockingly humble settings, on purpose, overturning the rules of the world, challenging expectations of power and authority. God empowers and validates the dignity of every human being. On this night, God's own love is embodied in a vulnerable human baby. The incarnation is particular. God came to be particularly one of us, in the dust and the dirt and the reality of human life, because this life is precious and holy and a gift, and we are all beloved of God. Luke reminds us that the powers that be, dictators or bullies or narcissists, anyone insecure enough to desperately seek our attention and adoration, ultimately, they are nothing but sound and fury, signifying nothing. God chose to come among us, the ordinary people, through the marginalized, the very least of us, who were chosen because of their faithfulness, who say yes to being part of God's salvation, the offer of love and life abundant for all people. Believe in the angel's pronouncement. Unto you is born this day a Savior. Say yes to this offer of love and life abundant in your own life. God gave God's own Son to be one of us, particularly one of us, to share this life and make it blessed and holy, to bring puzzle.